In all of the 87 Academy Awards, only one woman has won the Best Director Award. But female filmmakers abound. And the Atlanta Film Festival is presenting a whole weekend of films made by women that feature strong female characters. Hosted at Synchronicity Theater this Friday and Saturday, it's part of the new Mavericks film series. Atlanta Film Festival Senior Shorts Programming Christina Humphrey and Creative Director Christy Brenneman talked with producer Gabby Watts about the series and women in independent film.
So it's been stated many times, but in mainstream Hollywood films, there is a lack of diversity in terms of people of color and women. But is that the same case in the independent film world?
I think absolutely. I feel like it's a struggle to find the films that we want, you know, because Atlanta is very diverse, and so we try to produce a very diverse program. And so we're constantly searching for films that are diverse. And at times, it gets disheartening to see what women have access to versus the men, and overwhelmingly so. I mean, we get so many films by men. I mean, I don't even know what the percentage is. Even equipment, like when you see what access, like, and it's getting better, like mostly because of universities. Women have access now to like amazing equipment and this like amazing crew, and everyone's like collaborating and working on films. But I don't think that was the case.
Well, what do you mean by access? Like, literally they can't get equipment because they don't have skills to get equipment, or what does that mean?
No, I think it's like money and getting support, you know, funding for their film and being able to get a Red, or, you know, finding...
Which is a fancy camera.
Yes. You know, which you don't need to make an amazing film, but it's great to be able to have support and have people having these conversations that we need more women making film. And so it's amazing now to see what women are producing because, you know, these conversations are happening.
I'd say, you know, as film programmers and, you know, going through thousands of submissions and continually seeing stories with male leads and directed by males, and you would think, you know, looking through we received over 3,000 submissions last year, that there would be more content directed by women and featuring women in strong roles. You know, we're continually seeing the same stories.
Blind dates.
And these are
like, what does that mean?
Well, like, we get so many films, like shorts, at least, that are like about blind dates, or, you know, like a romantic comedy where the lead is just trying to get a date.
And like, that would be like a female lead?
Yes. That's like her objective in this entire film.
You had mentioned that in terms of fundraising, because I have heard that before as well, is that just by the state of the universe now, men are more likely to like make more money when they do fundraisers. And so why is that the case?
Well, I would say that's actually been changing a lot over the past couple of years. I think that, and this is a good thing, I mean, people are wanting to support women filmmakers, so, which wasn't always the case.
No.
And I really think it's, you know, it was just probably more of like the connections that maybe were easier for men to make.
And I'm trying to think of, like, the past year, any filmmakers that I've personally known and watched their campaigns, more women in the past year that I know have been more successful with their fundraising efforts than the men. And I think it's more of this, like, personable approach to their videos. Sometimes it seems like the men are trying to, like, sell this vision of a film, whereas, like, the women just seem more approachable and, like, this is what I'm doing and this is how I'm doing it. And it's not, like, a pitch video. It's just a video of them talking about themselves and the project.
So could you tell me what the Atlanta Film Festival has been doing in terms of promoting female directors, female filmmakers?
Yeah, so just this past year, we expanded our New Mavericks program to be a year-round initiative.
And what was it before?
It started out as a shorts block in the 2012 festival, and that shorts block was female-directed films that featured strong female leads, and then later expanded to include feature films, But now that it's a year-round program, the idea behind it is to create opportunities for women involved in film to network with each other, but also educational opportunities as far as screening films that you may not have learned about in film school.
No one was talking about female leads and, you know, female directors in 2012. It's not as prevalent as it is now. But I did get pushback of a woman who didn't want to be singled out as a woman with a strong female lead.
Which is understandable.
Absolutely.
I struggled with that at the beginning too.
Yeah.
Like the first time I heard about the new Mavericks, Schwartz Block, I was like, well, why are we taking the female films out of regular Schwartz Blocks? But what it started to do is create this like support of women for each other. And that kind of like was what won me over as far as being like, yeah, this is a good thing. This needs to happen.
We never expected for it to turn into something where people are like, we need support like this year round.
We had our first meetup, was it 2 months ago? Mm-hmm. Our first New Mavericks meetup at Java Vino, which we do every month. And basically we just provided a space for everyone to be in together. And there were so many different people that showed up. And it was like the most lively group of people, like as if all these women had been waiting so long to be in the same room with each other.
So, you know, why do you think it is effective to have women together and women teaching women as opposed to what the Atlanta Film Festival also has, which is like Eat, Drink, and Be Indie and these other kind of programs that, you know, all filmmakers go to?
I guess I can only speak for me personally. I feel like growing up as a female, you're not often taught to like speak up and to put your hands on something if you don't know like how to work it. And I feel like that is something that most women have in common. And so when you get to be in a room with people who understand that and not, you know, when you're in a mixed room, then you have those people who are comfortable speaking out and who are comfortable putting their hands on a camera that they don't know how to use. It is intimidating.
It is intimidating. I mean, in production classes that I took in undergrad, I would be one of four girls in a group of 30 guys. And you, of course, get put in a group, you know, to do these group projects with three guys, and they're always just like, oh, well, let me do that for you, or just like, let me do this. I'm like, no, I got it. Like, let me try and figure it out, please. They think they're doing you a favor when really it's a disservice.
So New Mavericks is, you're having a mini film festival this weekend with a couple different segments. You have one that's focusing on Atlanta filmmakers, but then you also have one that's celebrating some female filmmakers who are kind of excluded from filmmaker history. So could you talk a little bit about that segment, that block of films?
So Herstory of the Female Filmmaker is actually, I borrowed the name lovingly from Kelly Gallagher's film with the same title, and I saw it a couple of years ago, and it's basically a film that highlights chronologically all of the female filmmaking pioneers that were conveniently left out of our history books. I saw this film in a group of, you know, it was a small screening with Contraband Cinema. And I was like, why have I never heard these names before? I was angry, but also empowered at the same time. Like,
yeah,
wow.
All of us we've all gone to film school.
Film studies.
These were not names that we were taught in class.
At all. I mean, I can name two filmmakers that I heard of in my film courses, and I took a lot. So I was just infuriated, and for years I wanted someone in Atlanta to curate a screening like this, and you just have to do some things yourself, which is what ended up happening, and it just ended up coinciding with this, and I felt that it would be great, because I just felt that we were robbed of hearing about these filmmakers, and that it was just wrong, which is why the screening is free. We want it to be, you know, educational, and anyone can come. And Kelly Gallagher will also be in attendance for the Herstory block. So the woman who did all of this research and put together this like chronological history of female filmmakers.
She'll be putting all the films in context before we watch them so that people kind of understand why these films were chosen and what their significance was.
That girl thinks she's the queen of the neighborhood.
Who are some of those filmmakers?
Zora Neale Hurston is someone that I had no idea. Like, she wore so many hats, you know. I mean, she was like a writer, but she also was an anthropologist, and she traveled to Alabama, Florida, and New Orleans with a suitcase, a shotgun, and a borrowed camera, and was trying to capture Black community folklore. It's fascinating that this is what she did. Like, these films are from 1927 to 1928 that she went around doing this. And it's like, you know, some women don't even do that today. And when one dress, she took, did I say that? She took one dress. Maya Darren, she's like the mother of experimental film. You see, we have Alice Guy Flechet, who's essentially the first female filmmaker and who preceded Georges Méliès.
Oh, wow.
So, and they worked together.
And he's the one who did the To the Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, A Trip to the Moon.
Yeah, and then the two feature films that you're doing, The Watermelon Woman on Friday and then I Believe in Unicorns on Saturday, those are very different sounding films. So why did you decide to do those two out of all the films you could have done?
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure we had a diverse program as far as new films by indie filmmakers and then, you know, stuff from, you know, earlier. And that was a big reason why we chose The Watermelon Woman, because this is a film from 1996. And it's the first feature film that was directed by a African-American lesbian. And it's also a bit more experimental, which is in its form, which is really exciting. And it's not a film that you would necessarily see, like, on a top 100 film list or have access to really, like, finding.
Welcome to the future. It's just like the present, but more messed up.
I Believe in Unicorns is our closing night film. That's directed by Leah Meyerhoff, who will be in attendance at that screening. This film we played in 2014 and won our Best Narrative Feature Jury Award. Leah has been traveling with this film for the past 2 years, and it's had an extremely successful festival run. Leah herself started Film Fatales in New York.
And what is Film Fatales?
Film Fatales is an organization that supports female directors by providing them with resources and kind of just acting as a support group for each other.
Great. Well, thank you both for coming in and talking about women in film and the new Mavericks Film Festival that's going on this weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
That was Atlanta Film Festival Senior Shorts Programming Christina Humphrey and Creative Director Christy Brenneman. They spoke with producer Gabby Watts. The new Maverick film series is this Friday and Saturday at Synchronicity Theater. For more information, visit our website at wabe.org/citylights.